Hi, I'm Steve Downs. How's that for an opening? I want to talk about the question of reality today because a lot of the work that we're doing involves working in virtual reality, and that sets us up right away for a contrast with real reality, whatever that is. And you know, a lot of times when we talk about learning, we talk as though we have a firm grasp on what reality is. We know what reality is, but is this really the case? You know, every time I have an innovation and I want to present something new as a way of learning or a new process for delivering instruction at an institution, somebody comes along and says, but the reality is students need to blah, 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 or the reality is the institution blah, 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 blah. You know, and we hear this about what the reality is out there all the time, and the question is this really the reality? You know, almost everything we think about as reality is, in fact, a construction of our mind. And it's a result of inferences that we make. And as a consequence, we misinterpret the reality as something that's immutable and unchangeable. And I want to just think about some different ways of thinking about reality that might change your mind about that a little bit. Think about, for example, the distinction between the real and the artificial. We think of real flowers versus artificial flowers. For example, the real flowers are the ones you planted in the garden. They grow. You can touch them. They have a certain texture and that. The artificial flowers are flowers that are made in a plastics factory. The real is natural in this sense, and the artificial is created. Now, of course, the artificial flowers are in a certain sense no less real than the real flowers. They actually exist. They just came into being in this world in a different way. Another way of looking at real is to compare the real versus the fake. Now, here in Canada, we have access to the news on television, like I'm sure you do, and we also have the Comedy Network, and that's where we get the fake news, which is created by people like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. The real news is thought of as the genuine news, and the fake news is made up. It's created from the imagination rather than from out there in reality or something like that. Another way of thinking of reality is to compare the real with the virtual. Now, in this case, the idea of reality implies being physical in some way. We talk about the real world. What we mean is the physical world, as compared to the virtual world, which is a digital world, the non-physical world. And that seems to be a very important and fundamental distinction between real and non-real. But again, you know, you go into Second Life or something like that, it's not to say that Second Life is not real in the sense that it doesn't exist. It, of course, exists. Otherwise, you could never go into it. It doesn't even mean that it's not physical in certain senses, because, of course, it is physical. It's located on computers. It's got to be physical in the right sort of way to count as real, as in the real world. Well, another way of distinguishing real from non-real is to think of the real as something that exists, as opposed to something that's illusory or doesn't exist. We think of seeing an oasis in the desert, that's real, but if that oasis is a mirage, that's illusory, that's not real. And again, now we have the idea of existence here, and not just physicality, and not just genuineness or authenticity. I also want to think about the idea of real as being a mark of sanity. You know, people sometimes say to you, get real. And what they mean is, stop being deluded. The idea here is that a person understands reality, that is a way of being sane. They are defined as being sane by understanding reality as reality and not confusing it with, well, non-reality. Non-reality that doesn't exist, non-reality that isn't genuine. There's all kinds of ways of finding realities in our world. All kinds of ways of trying to understand what is real, what is genuine, what is natural, what is physical, what is existing, what is sane. One way of doing it is to model the world, to create as some psychologists say, a representation in the mind of what the world is. Another way is to try to scale it, to try to count it, to understand how many things there are. One way of looking at the world reveals one number of things. Another way of looking at the world reveals another way of, another number of things. Reality is established in our own lives through the senses, through seeing, touching, perceiving, measuring, by interacting with this world, and by coming up with theories and ideas and representations and pictures in our mind of what the world is actually like. You know, you can, and probably should, examine your own realities. What are the realities that you have in your own world? What are the realities of your institution? What are the realities of your students? What are the realities of your values? Which of those things are true, authentic, natural, genuine, existing? And if you're like me, you always have to ask too, what are the realities of your finances? You know, there's a traditional conception about the nature of knowledge and the nature of reality that things like knowledge, values, institutions, facts, that these are all real and all unchanging. But you know, we're beginning to look at this a bit differently now. We're beginning to understand that we define what counts as real, and that what counts as real is very much a matter of attitude or perception that varies from person to person, from time to time. You know, take again your institution. There are certain realities in your institution. There are certain ways your institution is structured, certain staffing realities, certain student realities, certain financial realities. But all of these realities are constructs. These are all things that were created in some way, place, or time, and these are all things that we decide for ourselves are changeable or not changeable. Think about this. Do some exercises in your mind. Ask yourself, what is a natural student? What is a genuine student? What is a physical student as opposed to a virtual student, say? What is an existing student as compared to, say, a potential student? What is a sane student? When is being a student just deluded? Ask yourself, what is learning? And again, put this in the perspective of reality. What is natural learning? What is genuine learning? What is physical, non-virtual learning? What is existing learning as opposed to non-existing learning? What is actual, non-delusional learning? The reality is, learning has changed. Learning has changed from being about reality to being about verifying reality, to being about creating reality. We create our world when we learn about it. We create ourselves when we learn about it. It's learning in an age where things change. It's learning in an age of obscurity, where the reality simply isn't known. It's learning in an age of chaos, where our society is like the weather, where you just can't predict it from one day to the next, where the outcomes are uncertain. It's reality in an age of change, of technological change, of social change. You know, it used to be we had a model, the old transition model, where we would just sort of try to fire knowledge into somebody's brain. And knowledge was set and fixed and put into their brain like little objects. But we can't think of knowledge that way anymore. Learning is not remembering. We can remember without learning, and we can learn without remembering. Learning is not content. Learning is rather a process of becoming, a process of changing into something, rather than a process of acquiring something like knowledge. To learn is to instantiate patterns of connectivity in the mind, in your neural net. You do not make meaning. You do not construct meaning. Rather, you grow meaning. And in so growing meaning, you grow yourself. Thanks a lot, everyone, and I hope you have a great conversation today. I'm Stephen Downs.